preparatory work is being done for the hosting of a summit involving members of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, in March of 2024. Prime Minister, the Honorable Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, says this follows a successful hosting of the 45th meeting of National Coordinators of CELAC.
I've received a summary report from the head of our PTP Secretariat, Dr. Douglas Slater, and I'm to have a conversation with him. But a lot of preparatory work is being done for the summit, which is going to take place on the... Essentially, persons will come in on the 29th, but we'll have the summit on the 1st of March, and persons could depart on the 2nd. Because and their countries are already responding to a draft declaration, which will come out of this summit. And I had the opportunity to speak to the next pro tempore president, Honduras, the president of Honduras, when I was in Dubai, and I indicated to her that we're hoping to do it on the 28th and 29th, but it has to be the 1st, because CARICOM summit in Guyana is going to finish on the 28th. So I expect people like from the Bahamas and Jamaica and who come in will just simply come across the St. Vincent on the evening of the 29th. Now. So we'll have them for 2 days. Some people probably will come in on the morning. Those who have their jets. Countries have jets and the like. But we and I know Sandals is working feverishly to have everything organized and prepared for down there. It's going to be, it's a lot of work to get it going. But that's the next big thing.
Prime Minister, the Honorable Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. St. Vincent and the Grenadines, in its capacity as pro tempore president of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, hosted the 45th meeting of the National Coordinators of CELAC on November 30th. Some 26 delegates, drawn from 33 CELAC member countries, attended the meeting at the University of the West Indies Global Campus in Kingstown. With today's CELAC report, I'm Colvin Harry.